Okay, today's shiur is Chulin Daf Pei Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Refuah Shleima for Hirsch Yaakov Ben Chaya Leah. Hirsch Yaakov Ben Chaya Leah. Okay, Pei Beis Amid Beis. We are in the sugyas of Oso Ve'ez Beno on this last Amud Plus that we have in this parak of the fifth parak before we get to the sixth parak. As we mentioned, very misudar related topics. All in Yani Shechita. All in Yani Shechita. We had halachas of shechita, the halachas of what you're not allowed to shecht, it won't help, trefa, the halachas of shechting, and its effect on the fetus, now the halachas of shechting mother and offspring, and as we'll see in the next parak, the halachas of what to do after shechita, the mitzvah of kisui hadam. So we are towards the bottom of pei beis mabeis, and we're trying to figure out the shechita of sumchas, where sumchas is mentioned in the seifa of our mishnah, but he's not mentioned in the resha of our mishnah. We're trying to figure out the svara for sumchas. The Mishnah had the beferish machlokas between Sumchas and the Rabbanan. What happens if one shechs a bita as bas bita sofer garbaim? But right, that's the meaning. It doesn't matter the order and the generations. Just one generation from each other, that would be enough of an iser. But if one does it in the opposite order, one shechs the animal, and then the granddaughter, and then the daughter, so that is the machlokes. The Tanakhama says that you'd be chayav one there, because you did one aveira that's at the same time, oso ves beno, benova oso, but it's one act, it's one aveira, one shem isser, and therefore you'd be chayav one malchus. But Sumcha says in that case, you'd be chayav two malchus. We did mention the machlokes we showed him, Rashi Tosas versus the Ran. Would Sumchas also argue in the Resha? That was a machlokes, the Ran assumes that he would not, while Rashi and Tosfos seem, Rashi and Amud Beis and Tosfos here, seems to say that he would argue on the Resha too, meaning in the case where one shechs a mother after two offspring were shechted. So one wouldn't be chayv two there either. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what the Svara of Sumchas is. So we wanted to know, does Sumchas really hold that whenever you do the same Aveira, even in the same Helam, and even in, if Guf Echad, not just Guf and Mechlakin like we have in our Mishnah, but even one Guf, that would be two Aveiras? So we're trying to figure out where he would say that. Where would be the precedent for that? So we tried to bring a Brisa from Kilayim, Hazarea Kilayim Kilayim Lokat. We tried to bring that Brisa, and we ended up saying that you don't have to interpret that as Sumchas, because maybe it's just telling me the Chiddush of against Rabbi Yoshia, that there's two separate Yisurim within Kilay HaKerem. And then we brought a Mishnah from later on, the Mishnah about Gidan Asha, where it talks about the Machlokas Tanoim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama who says that you're chayef for each of the Gidan Ashas, Rabbi Yehuda, who I mentioned yesterday, I mentioned the Havamina, I didn't really mention the Maskana. The Havamina of the Gemara later on is that Rabbi Yehuda says one of the Gids is Asur, not sure which one. The Maskana is that it's the right one. But that is the Gemara was assuming here, before we got there, that it was one of them. So the question is, what is that case? Who is the Tanakama of that Mishnah? Because the Mishnah there quotes the Machlokas, that if I eat a kezayis from each of the gids, I'm chayev 80. I'm chayev 2 malkiyos. And Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayev 1. So what is the case there? So we ended up saying that maybe the Tanakama there is Sumchis, and therefore you see again that it's in one helam and you're chayev 2, and we're assuming that is even by shtei gufim, mizeh, 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 kazeh, mizeh, kazeh. The Gemara ended up saying, the last point we mentioned was that no, there's no raya, four lines for the bottom. Maybe the Mishnah there is talking about a case of zeh achar zeh, meaning it's two different halamos. It's not one halam, so it's not related to ash. Two different halamos. So then, and it's the shita of the Rabbanan, right, against Sumchas. So if it's two different halamos, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say, your chayiv one, says the Gemara, v'hai tana, savala ki'idach tana de Rabbi Yehuda. And this tana, the tana over there, holds like the other shita of Rabbi Yehuda. You know, remember, Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayiv one, right? Then which one? But again, it's two halamos, that's why you only chayiv one, but you should be potter totally, because each time you eat one of the gids, maybe this is not the gid that you're chayiv for. So, says the Gemara, no, it's like the other shita that says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, hasra safek shma hasra. A hasra'a where there is some element that is missing, that even if he's makabel the hasra, he still might not be doing the aveira, like the case of the safek father that we had. So that Tana holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's still a hasra, and you would get malchus for that. Where do we see that? The Tanya, we see that in the following brisa, where Rabbi Yehuda does not say that the reason you're pater is because hasra safek. He has to give a different reason why you're pater, which brings us to the conclusion that this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that you would hold hasra safek is shma hasra, and you're pater for a different reason. The Tanya, what's the case? The iser of nosar, the iser of leaving over a karban. So why don't you get malchus for leaving over a karban? The iser of nosar. There's an assay related to it, but is that the reason? So Tanya, lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, vanosu mimenu ad boker, beishis rofu. Don't leave over until the morning, by Karban Pesach, right? This is in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, or a separate Isurim. Seven minyan mitzvahs in terms of leaving over by other karbanos, so leaving over by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach has a lot of unique mitzvos. So there's an iser, vanos mimenu ad boker, beishis rofu, and if I leave over until the morning, beishis rofu, it has to be burned. Tanakama holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zohar Katzav Litin, Asay Achalos Asay. There's a mitzvah Asay Achalos Asay. What we call a Lav Hanitak Lasay. Lomar Shein Lokan Alav, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason that you don't get Malkus for Nosar, for leaving over, is because it is a Lav Hanitak Lasay. Even though there could have been a more basic reason. Every second that you give the hasra, don't leave over, don't leave over, maybe I won't leave over. Maybe I'll burn it right now, maybe I'll eat it right now. So every second is really hasra safek. What's a regular hasra? Hasra is, if you do this act right now, you're gonna be chayef. That's hasra's vadai. Hasra safek is, even after I give the hasra and I'm a kabbalit, there's a way for me not to violate the aveira. Either because the reality is not known, like the not sure who the father is, or at any moment I could not do the aveira. Meaning I could eat the karban. So instead of saying that, though, Rabbi Yehuda gives a different reason of lav hanitak lasay. So this must be the view that according to Rabbi Yehuda, hasra safek is shma hasra. Right, as the Rashi says on top, to call emas to asru be matzi amar akati lailahu. Right, as long as he's warning him. Rabbi Yaakov omer lo man hashem uzeh. Just finishing up the machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, that's not the reason. El mishum dehavi lelav she'en bo maisa. No, it's because it's a lav she'en bo maisa. One doesn't get malchus. One doesn't get malchus for. Again, each of these are huge topics. Lav hanitak lasay, lav she'en bo maisa. They are two of the lavim that are unusual, and therefore you don't get malchus for it because they're not dumia delav to chasima. The pasuk in Kiseitse, which is the source for malchus, Abarim Yakenu Lo Yosef, right next to Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho. So all chiyuvei malchus have to be similar to the lav of chasimin, because each of these are not. So that's why you are going to be pater. Good. Just maybe one thought on each of the lavim. Lav hanitak lasay. What the reason is why you don't get malchus? That's a discussion in the Rishonim, Rashi Maseches Makos. That the punishment is the bittel asay also is part of the avera. Right, the Gemara talks there about do I get malchus? What happens if I ruin the possibility of doing the mitzvah asay? Do you then get malchus? Is that part of the avera? Is it the avera full, but you could remedy the avera and fix it, or part of the avera is not doing the asay? Right, that could have nafkaminas in terms of whether one is going to get malchus. But that's lav hanitak lasay. The three overlapping sugyas by mitzvahs and averas that we like to put together is lav hanitak lasay, where I did the avera and now it's my job to do the asay. Asay doche lo sasay, where you do the asay, there's a mitzvah to do the asay before. And even though it's not called a violation of the lo sasay, or it is, but you're allowed to do it. And mitzvah haba b'avera, where you're not allowed to do, you shouldn't do the mitzvah because it's through an avera. Those are three of the sugyas that where asays and los asays overlap with each other. And this Dechemet has the fascinating comment where he discusses why isn't every avera a lav hanitak lasay to the asay of tshuva. Right, every avera you have to tshuva for. So why don't you say you're putter for every avera, because every avera is a lav hanitak lasay. So he gets three answers. Says one, he says no. If every avera is nitak l'tshuva, so then also the iser of muzzling is nitak l'tshuva. So therefore, it would be good enough. It would be all averas would be dumi d'lav d'chasima, just like d'lav d'chasima is nitak l'tshuva. So do every avera is nitak l'tshuva, and therefore the whole question when it get off the ground, it's all dumi d'lav d'chasima, right? Or that's one, you know, mistaver answer, and the other mistaver answer is that the case of tshuva, the lavdi lase has to be specifically minutak for a specific aveira, specific mitzvah. It has to be connected to this aveira. This aveira is fixed by this mitzvah, right? It's not a general mitzvah sase. That's number two. And the third one he gives, I think, which is the first in the order, I haven't seen it in a while, but the first one he mentions is maybe based on that no debi Yehuda. Where the no debi Yehuda in the tshuva talks about why tshuva is not accepted for Chayvi Mises Bezdin and Chayvi Malkus. Why doesn't Bezdin accept tshuva? If somebody does tshuva, they're still going to punish him. Because the No Debi Yehuda discusses, and the other Achronim discuss, that only Bezdin is the one that is making these decisions. And tshuva is in the heart. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could act based on tshuva. And therefore Bezdin can't trust, but everybody will do tshuva, and the whole system would fall apart. So only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could use tshuva, and therefore we, Bezdin, in deciding whether there's Malkus or not, would not be able to use tshuva as a lavanita glase. So that's one little discussion of lavanita glases about, in that sugya. And maybe one other point on the next sugya, and that is lav sheim b'maisa, right? The reason that Rabbi Yaakov says, lav sheim b'maisa in lokanav. How to define a lav sheim b'maisa is a discussion in the Rishonim as well. The Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of Nekama, the mitzvah of taking revenge, he says it four or five times in his sefer, but I'll read it to you from Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Aleph, the Sefer HaChinuch says that there is no malchus on the isser of nikama, the isser of revenge. Why not? The isser of revenge, you could do that, with a maisa and take revenge against your friend. Why is there no malchus? Why is that called a lav she'en b'maisa? Because, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's possible to do revenge without a maisa. Right, I could withhold information from my friend. I could not help him. So that's lav she'ein bo ma'isa. But so because it could be done without a ma'isa, so that is why it's called lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Mikivan she'efsha lav ala lav mi b'li ma'isa. So does that mean? Does that reflect that inherently the ma'isa, even when it occurs, is not part of the essence and the definition of the aveira? Like the issur of revenge maybe is in one's heart, and it just comes to fruition. It's so bad that you even bring to action. Like the issur of losachmod, the Rambam says, the issur of losachmod is, you only violate once you convince the guy to give it to you, but it's a lav sheim b'maisa and you don't get malchus. That's the Ravid says, it's a lav sheim b'maisa, what do you mean? So the Rambam just said, you only chayev once you cause the guy to do an action. So it says the Stipler that no, the issur is balev, as many say, the Isser is Belev. The sheer is just how far your Isser Belev went until you made him sell it to you. So maybe that's the pshat of the Sefer HaChinuch, that because it can be done without a Maisa, even when you do a Maisa, that's not called a Lav She'ish B'Maisa. So that's number one. He says, V'tizkar davar zeh v'kulan, ki davar zeh baruhu, ein tzorach l'shanos v'mokam achar. I don't even have to say this again. He says it a few times, and he also, though, says the opposite, which is has to be worked out. But either way, that's the chinuch. If you could do it without a ma'isa, it's called a lav she'ema ma'isa, even if you do it with a ma'isa. And the Rambam, according to the Magen Mishnah, says exactly the opposite. The Rambam in the Isser of muzzling, as we were just talking about before. What if I muzzle without a ma'isa? Meaning, I scream at the animal. Right when the animal is about to eat something, I scream at the animal. And I make the animal scared and not eat. So do I get, that's an aveira, that's the Isser of chasima. Lo sachsom shor, you don't need an actual muzzle. Even if I muzzle, chasima bakol. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Chirus, chasima bakol is going to get malchus. Even though I didn't do an action, right? I just screamed. Says the Rambam, echad achosim b'shas malachav, echad achosim osa mikodem, v'asa b'maisa, v'ichasuma, afilu chasma bakol loke. Even if I do chasima bakol, that's a machlokas v'yochanam reshlokesh. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that chasima bakol is also going to get malchus. So the Magen Mishnah says at the beginning of the 13th parak in Schiris, the efsher hayali lomar the kol lav she e efsher bo ma'isa ella dibur she la dibur kari ma'isa ella chasima kivon she yeshna bo ma'isa gamur af ha chasima bakol hu kima'isa. It's like a ma'isa because it's be karon done with a ma'isa. You gotta work this out with, Sugi Satamud. The other sheet, there are some days in the Rishonim that say, well, it depends what you did. If you did a Maisa, it's a Lav She'ish B'Maisa. If you didn't do a Maisa, it's a Lav She'im B'Maisa. Meaning each Aveira, you just have to go by literally what was done. Okay, so that's one thought related to lav anita glase, and one thought related to lav she'ein bo maisa. Tashma, so now let's get back into the next raya. The Gemara again is trying to figure out the shita of Sumchas. Sumchas who says in our Mishnah, if I shecht a mother and a granddaughter, and then the middle generation, I'm going to get two malchus. So why is that? How far does Sumchas go? So Tashma, let's try again from the Tosefta. Achal shnei gidin mishtei yerechos mishtei behemos. What if I eat two gidanoshes? Two gidanoshes, two thighs from two animals, right? This is the source that's brought later on, Rashi points out, that proves that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the right gid that's going to be chayef, not just one of. So, achal, so if I eat two gidim from two animals, sofig are shmonim. So the Tanakhama says that one's going to get 80, meaning two malchus. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno sofig elamem. No, only one. So, hey chidami, what exactly is the case here that there's a machlokas? If I eat two gids, right, one from each animal. Is it two different halamos? Two different asros. I eat two gananashes, one today, one tomorrow. Two asros in between. So my time at Rabbi Yehuda, damar shmon, arvon, v'sulo. Then of course you should be chayv two. You did two different averis at two different times. So it must be the machlokas is not about that. The machlokas is about one time. Ubachada hasra. One halam, one asra, and that's the machlokas that you're chayv two. So who's the Tanakama? So man Tanakama. So who's the Tanakama that says you're chayiv two malchus? So ilema rabbanon de pligele de sumchus. Is it the rabbanon of our Mishnah that argues with sumchus? Right, our rabbanon that say if you shecht mother, granddaughter, daughter, you only get one. So then ma hasam de gufim mechlokin padri rabbanon. So in our Mishnah we have different animals that you're shechting. And the Rabbanan said, Gufin Mechlokin Patri Rabbanan, so Hachala Kal Shekein. So surely here, where there's one guf, it's just gid, so then Lo Kal Shekein. Surely, you should say that it would only be Chayev one. So Tanakama can't be the Rabbanan. El Olav Sumchisi, so it must be the Tanakama here is Sumchis. So again, this proves that if it's one Helam, one Asra, Sumchis still says you'd be Chayev two. Isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara says no. La'olam bazacharzeh. Really, it's two different halamos, two different hasras. So why would Rabbi Yehuda only say you're on the chayav one? Utakam in my time of Rabbi Yehuda could go into less be kizayis. There isn't a kizayis. Tanya achlu ve'ein bo kizayis. Chayav Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shiyeh bo kizayis. Tanakama says you chayav even less than a kizayis. Why? Because of birya. We'll learn this later on with Shem in the next parak, that a gidanasha is called a whole item, a birya. And for a birya, you would be chayiv even if it's less than a kezias. We'll have to talk about and scrapes, right? Whole items, right? A gid could be called a birya. We'll have to talk then about what the definition of birya is. If you say that gidanasha is a birya, then you're obviously holding it doesn't have to be a whole creature, right? It doesn't have to be a whole, grow by itself, like a grape. So we'll have to see. So birya, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it has to be a kezias. It doesn't hold a birya. And that's why only if it's mitzurif to each other. Rashi has two deis here. What does it mean, less be kezias? Right, Rashi says, each one doesn't have, one of them has. That's one of the deis of Rashi. Less be kezias bekama o bebasra, ela bechad minayu. One of them has a kezias, that's your chayev one. You're chayev for that one. But Tanakama says, birya. Then Rashi quotes, it's the mefarshi, there's no kezias in any one of them, but together they have Kezias. Rashi does not like that pshat, that if it's two hasros, he can be mitztaref half a shear in each one. So Rashi does not agree to that one, but those are the two deis that Rashi has. Good. There is an interesting hara, though, in the flow here of the Shaklavataria. In the proof, the Gemara wanted to say, when the Gemara wanted to prove it, if it's the Rabbanan said that if in our Mishnah where it's gufin muchlakin, you have two different animals, pati Rabbanan, then here, lokal shekein. Here where it is one guf, surely, what's the here? Two gids from two different animals. That's the case we're talking about. And the Gemara calls that one guf. One guf. There's gufin muchlakin, different items, right? Those are the animals in the Mishnah. And the Gemara here calls the gids one guf. That's interesting. Why is that? So the Maharam here in the back of the Gemara says, well, maybe earlier when you do the Avera of shechting the daughter, you're doing two Averas. You're doing Osoves Beno and Benova Oso. So maybe that's why that's called two gufim. Well, here it's just Gedan Asha. Right, that's why it's one guf. So that's the Maharam here on the bottom of the Maharsha. That's what he suggests. The Hasa mikri gufu machlokin to asure machmas shachat shnei gufim. Aval gid mi behema zu. The gid mi behema zu lo mikri shnei gufu machlokin. Right, that's not called two gufim machlokin. It's like eating two kizesim of chalev. Two gids, even though from two different animals, that's called one guf. That's a chiddush, but that's what you have to read the Gemara. The Tosas Rid in Kiddushin, a much discussed Tosfos Rid. We'll have to get back to this in Maseches Krisus when we talk all about this sugya of Gufin Machlokin and Shemos Machlokin and Tamchui Machlokin. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin and Dav Ayin Zayin says that maybe the whole concept of Gufin Machlokin only applies to Yeshbo Ruach Chayim, Baalei Chayim. Right, the case in our Mishnah is animals that are alive that you're shechting. Right, so that's where you have Gufin Machlokin. V'nira li, delo amrinan gufa machlokan ela baba'al echayim. Kigon, haba al chamesh nidos, v'al chamesh almanos, v'chein haroveya chamesh behemos, behelam echad, chayav akalachas v'achas. Right? Bestiality with five animals is called gufa machlokan. It's animals, but it's not people. It's live creatures. Aval b'shutin, they were talking about gidanashes. Gidanashes are all shechted. Right? Gidanashes are all shechted, just pieces of meat. So there, you don't call that gufin machlokin. You don't call that separate, entities. Avashchut and lo amrina gufin machlokin, mishud delo chashivi. Vimachal chelev mikama behemos behelem echad, eino chayv alachas. Feed chelev from five different animals, it's one, aveira. That's called a guf echad. Vachin amachal nevela mikama behemos, basra achas, eino lo galachas. Vachin ginanashe bekama behemos. That's what he says in Beferish. Ginanashe from five different animals is gonna be one aguf. And then he skip a couple of lines. Venerally demand a machayev al kalechad ve'echadavka bizvachim ka machayev. Vishim da chashivi, v'chashivi li gufin machlokin, avaloch al chelev. It could be also karbanos are different, because karbanos are marchashiv. Good. Anyways, that's the Tosfos Rid, and a big discussion in the first Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchot Yisurivia discusses that Tosfos Rid, but that's another way to read our Gemara, the Maharam and the Tosfos Rid. Okay, we continue. It's a lot on today's daf. A lot on this last daf here in Osoves Beno. Says the Mishnah, as we see, Chulin has a lot in general, but today's daf, every line. Barba prakim bashana hamocher beima lechaveir tzarach lodio. Ima machadi lishchot, bita machadi lishchot. Four times a year, we assume that Jews are buying animals to shecht. It's a big preparation of food day, and therefore, if I sold the mother animal, and now I'm selling you the daughter animal, or the son animal, you know, I have to tell you that the other one was sold, because I have to assume that you're going to shecht it today, because it's a busy day in terms of shechting. And if I didn't, there's some Rishonim say, and if I didn't tell you, so then mekartos, right, because you have to assume that he's going to shecht today. Generally, the rest of the year, you don't have to assume the person is shechting today. Maybe he's saving it. Veiluhein, what 4 days? Erev Yantav Ha'Achron. Every one of these is crucial. Erev Yantav Ha'Achron Shel Chag. Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev, the last day of Sukkis. Why is that such a unique one? Why is that such a... we don't say every Yantav here. Dafka, the Erev, the last days of Sukkis. Rashi. Mibnei Sheregel La'atzmahu V'chaviv Aleihen. It's a Regel B'fnei Atzmo, Pazar Kashav. And it is chaviv. Shmini Atzeres is chaviv on the Jewish people. If you look in the Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Hema Beis, Tosfos says lefishu zman b'fnei atzmo v'chalak milashelafanav, right, separate karbanos, tiknu laharbos besuda, ma she'en kein b'shvi shal Pesach, v'gam ha'karbanos she'b'shmini hayu b'shvil Yisrael, v'kolachal hayu makrivi negadov v'kochavim. As we know, all the parim, the whole sukkis was keneged the other nations, and Shmini Atzeres is one keneged Am Yisrael. So it's a very special day in the Jewish people's eyes, so they eat a lot. They prepare a lot of food. So number one, Erev, the last days of sukkis. Back to the Mishnah, v'erev yontef harishon shal Pesach, Erev Pesach. Why? You need a lot of food for the Seder. You have to have a sova in order to eat the Karban Pesach properly. So Erev Pesach is crucial. And Tosfos there in Avodah Zarah, Hayam Bey says, Lefishihu Yom Geula v'yitzia l'cheiros. That's David Sees Mizraim. So it's very special. Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos is number three. And Erev Atzeres, and that's what the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah there quotes the Gemara in Psachim Samaches. Hakomodim Batzeres, Tvina Nami Lachem. Remember the three exceptions to the Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, Machlokes. So everybody agrees by Shavuos, you need Lachem. Number three. And the Erev Rosh Hashanah. Also fascinating. Erev Rosh Hashanah is one of them. Even though we know there's a machlokes geonim, whether there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Some geonim say you have a chiyuv to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Other geonim say you have a chiyuv to have a suda on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So we paskin, like those geonim, there's a chiyuv suda, but could be the only time in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure, where the Shulchan Aruch says don't eat so much. Right? By Shalashuris, the Shulchan Aruch says it. Chachamein and Barosha, don't eat so much by the second suda. But in terms of a yantif, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Taf Kuf Sadi Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ochlim v'shosim v'smechim, v'ein mis'an in Rosh Hashanah, amnam lo yochlu kol savam, l'man lo yekelu rosham v'tia yiras Hashem al p'neyem. Don't go overboard. Yirat Shemai, it's Yom Adin. Remember, some Gaonim say he's supposed to fast today. Interesting, but that's one of the four. That's one of the 4 days here that are quoted. So again, Rashi doesn't say anything here, but over there in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos, same abeis, Rosh Hashanah b'nei shu tchilas Hashanah, marbin besuda la'asos simin yafeh. V'kame inyanim osim ola simin yafeh, k'da'amar, m'zechas hariyas v'krisus. We do all the simanim, right? Quotes that Gemara, right? All the Yihi Ratzons. Right, at the beginning of the Suda, at the beginning of the year, as a Simen Tov, so that's also why maybe Rosh Hashanah, we would eat a lot, and that's why you have to assume that the animal is going to be shechted today. So some of the Achronim discuss Shavuos, but isn't there a minhag to eat milchiks on Shavuos? And if there's a minhag, isn't that going to eat less fleishik, so why do you have to assume that he's going to shecht it? Okay, there's a minhag, it's not a halacha of eating that. But either way, that's the four. Again, that Rosh Hashanah topic is obviously part of the larger issue about how much Rosh Hashanah is related to the world of Yontif. Right? Many different halachic topics. Right? Rosh Hashanah breaks Avelus, like a Yontif, not just a Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, 3 days in the Ran. About what do you do with Sidkas Chet Tzedek when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Right, how do you have 3 days? Yes, no, maybe. Right, the Ran says, maybe you don't say Tzidkascha because it's Yantif. Maybe you say Tzidkascha because it's Yom Adin. Maybe you don't say Tzidkascha because it's Rosh Chodesh. Those are the 3 days in the Ran. So again, that's saying fundamentally it's not a Yantif, it just has another din of Rosh Chodesh. Again, that could affect. We don't say Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Do we say Vatodienu when it falls out on Motsoi Shabbos? Again, all these different inyanim that relate to the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a unique day. The Arizal says you have to cry in Rosh Hashanah. The Vilna Gaon says you're not allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. Right? What do? You can't win. Right? Unless it's different times of the day. But this is Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's an important lashon, important halacha that relates to that sugya. So again, these are the four times that you have to say what exactly is happening if you sold another one of the animals. Good. Ukdiv Rabbi Yosef Glili af Erev Yom HaKippurim b'Galil. Rabbi Yosef Glili says also Erev Yom Kippur. Obviously we know the only weekday of the year that there's a Misa Daraisa to eat, that is also another one. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ei Masai, when do we say that there he has to tell him Bizman She'en Lo Revach? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What does this mean? Rashi, Ein lo revach, hefsik bentayim, shemachar ha'em hayom. Ein lo revach means you sold the mother that day. So therefore, you have to be worried. Aval yesh lo revach, but yesh lo revach, meaning you sold the mother yesterday, so it could be the mother was shechted yesterday, and sorach lo dio. So then you don't have to tell him. So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Revach is yesterday or today. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Yesh lo revach ein lo revach means, Bamed Ramamurim, Bishara zeh shalakach ba'achrona, Nechbaz liknos, V'haya b'sof hayom, Shechezkaso shu shochet ata. Ein lo revach means, it's an hour left to the day. The guy says, I need an animal. Quickly, I need an animal. And he's going very fast. And he's obviously nechpaz and bahul. And you see he's trying to get an animal in to be able to shecht it today. That's ein lo revach. Aval, amhaya revach bayom, ein lo tzarech lahodiyo. Shema lo yishchot ela lamachar. But if the person, when he buys it, does not seem so pressurized, so then you don't have to say. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam, but that's interesting. Two machlokas. Rashi Rambam had to understand this line of the Mishnah. Umode Rebbe Yehuda, b'mocher esfa'im l'chasan v'sabas l'kala, shetzorach lo'odiyo. And Rebbe Yehuda admits, though, that if a mother of the, if you sold the mother animal to the chasan, and the daughter animal to the kala, shetzorach lo'odiyo, b'yadua, sheshneim shocham, yom echad. if it's a wedding and the machatanim both came to you on the same day, so then you have to assume that they're going to shechta the same day, and therefore you have a chiyuv to tell them also. Good. Barba prakam elu in these four times. Also, mashchitin as a tabach bal karcho. Right, you have to bezdin forces, so to speak, the shochet to shecht. Let's say there's only, I have a huge cow, and there's one person coming, then he wants to buy a dinar's worth of the cow. So I don't want to shecht the whole animal, and, you know, only give him a dinar's worth. No, Bezdin says today, you have to. Afilu shar shave elef dinar, and be'ilu lokech ala dinar, kofon aso lishcho. Lefichach, because that's true, because we force, why do we force? In mace lokech, because we assume, as we'll see in the Gemara, when the person pays for it, it's ke'ilu he owns a part of the animal, that amount. That dinar's worth of animal. So if the animal dies, then he loses. He, the lokeach, loses because his animal died. Okay. The rest of the year, where, as we'll see in the Mishnah, we paskin that you have to do meshicha to be kona the animal. Ma'os are not konos on a drabana level. So so in that case, the mocher would have to suffer the consequences because it's all his yet. And just because the lokeach gave the money, it's not his mitzad kinyan. Period. Tana imlohodio holak fashokhirino nimna. In these four cases, if the mocher didn't tell me anything, I don't have to ask. I could go and shecht and not worry about it. Eino nimna, I don't have to assume anything. Why? The Rashba, I'll read it from the Rashba. There are many sveikos. If I buy an animal on Erev Yontif, I buy an animal, I don't have to worry about anything. I could assume everything's good. Ela kalkama dein mocher modio, says the Rashba, holech, lokeach, v'shochei, v'ochel. V'tama davar. L'fishein machzikin, sheyesh lezu ben, o sheyesh le ben hazeh adayin eim kayemes. I don't have to worry that there is a mother or an offspring. O im yesh la, shemelo machra l'acher. And even if there is, maybe it wasn't sold today. V'afilo machra, shemelo l'shach, shchita hayom laka. And even if it was sold today, maybe there isn't any. Maybe it wasn't sold today. Maybe even if it was sold today, it's not going to be shechta today. That's three already. Svek, svek, sveka. Hilkach ena chosh yishlo menasavik klal v'enatzorach l'sho. Ulofi ha'inyin hazeh adds the Rashba, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, gam alokeach min agoy ba'osan arba prakim. What if you buy from a guy on these days? Afal pi shakol lochin v'shochtin. Lokeach v'shochei v'no nimna. Even from a guy who's not telling me anything, I'm allowed to buy and eat and check that day because there are all these fakes. V'yavol bi she'en agoy modio. Even if the guy doesn't tell me a word. L'fi she'en choshishin. Shema machra se'em la'achra she'yudenu v'shemachra. I don't have to worry about it. Mitzad the Jew, there's a lifnei iver idea. But mitzad the guy and mitzad the buyer, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry, and therefore there is not a problem with all of these sveikas. The Shulchan Aruch talks all about this in Siman Tes Zayin in Yaradeya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai v'chulu. Continues the Gemara. Lama l'misni, Rabbi Yehuda says, right, the chasen and the kala. Right, lama l'misni, sa'im l'chasen v'zabas l'kala, mos agavur k'kamash malon. So why does it have to say you sold the mother to the chasen and the daughter to the kala? It's just telling me, milso agavur k'ka. De orach ara l'mitshach b'chasna tfemi b'kalasa. Because it's the way of the world that the chasen is being more matriach than the kala. I know this is the opposite of sort of minhagim bizman hazeh, where the kala pay this in the kala's community and the kala pays. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. There is a chashuk yechemek question here that has to do with marriage, so it could be in a thousand places in Shas, but it's put here about shadchanis. There was a case where a father of a girl goes to a shadchan and amazing guy. He's Matsia, amazing alamilus. He has everything. He's amazing midos and tamar chacham and. Amazing, wonderful, okay, let me let my daughter meet him. And she meets him, and right when she walks in, she says, no way. He is very large. And he has all the milas, but he is extremely large. And she sits down with him, and she's okay, I'll sit down with him. So she sits down with him, and he's really a great guy. He's everything, but she can't, you know, just she's this... It's just the physical barrier is just is too much. So just forget it. Forget it. She goes back to her father and says, okay, forget it. I mean, just he's great, but there's no way. A year later, at a wedding, the father, you know, meets this guy who he has no idea who he is and says, are you the mother? Are you the father of that girl? It's me. Right? He had surgery, he now is skinny. And the father says, okay, you want to meet my daughter? So Tachave and Baruch Hashem, they meet, and all is good. And the Shadchan finds out about it and wants to be paid. And the father says, Panam Chadashas Baalakan. Right? That the, what are you talking about? That's the Shaila. So Rav Zilberstein is noted to say that the Shadchan should get Shadchanis. Because she was interested. It was just the physical elements, right? Ein kan chisaron mahuti. Heyos bal basar. Vizurak bayas shulit v'chisoni. Shenitan latakna. I'm not sure if other poskim would agree to that. That seems to say she forgot it. She says, I'm not interested because of this. That's part of who he is right now. So I might be like, it's not your mahus, but. So anyway, but that's the Shaila that he discusses here about the Shadchanis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bar Prakim Elu, V'chulu, V'chalo Mashach. So the Mishnah, we already explained this outside, but now the Gemara explains it. So why is it that if a person pays a dinar, if the animal dies, so then on the buyer's gonna have to suffer? He didn't pull it, right? Don't you need Kinyan Mashicha? Amarafuna, Amarav Kishamashach. Okay, you're right, he did pull it. If he pulled it, so why does the next line? So why in the Seifa of this section is it that it's Meislam Ocher, but didn't he pull it? Two answers in the Gemara. Answer number one. He didn't do Meshicha. Ukagon Shezicha lo ade acher. But the Mocher gave the animal to someone else on behalf of the buyer. So Barba Prakim Elu Dischusulo. On these 4 days where Vada, we could assume the person's gonna shech this animal because it's a schus, Zachalandam Shlobafanov, and therefore it's Keilu, it already belongs to the buyer. And therefore, he has to suffer the consequences. Mishayimos Ashana, the Chovulo, Ain Chavin Ladam Shlobafanov. But on other days of the year where Lav Dafka that I want to shecht it. So therefore, it's not a total complete sechus, and if it dies, for sure not. So therefore, ein chavin la'adam shlo b'fanav. Again, on this amud, there are 5 shas topics that we could spend a long time on. Right? We had lav shema maisa, we have alav anita glase, we have zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav. Right? We have Rosh Hashanah as in the world of holidays. We have kinyan meshicha. Right? There's so much here. Anyway, but obviously, zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav is a major topic. Rebbe Elazar Omer, second answer. Reb Yochanan, really, he was not Moshechit. But Barba Prakam Elu Hemidu Chachamim Devrayim Al Din Torah. On these 4 days, the Chachamim said you could go by the Din Daraisa. What's the Din Daraisa? Dam Reb Yochanan, Dvar Torah, Moz Konos. Really, on a Daraisa level, right when I pay for something, I own it. I paid you for an item, so now that item is mine. On a daraisa level, says Rabbi Yochanan. Midrabanan, we say it doesn't work. Why? For the good of the buyer. Umatam amru mishicha kona, gzeira shema yomer lo, nisrifu chidech ba'aliya. Because if you paid me something, and then your item is being burned up in my attic, I'm not gonna push myself to go get it. So that's why we say the kinyan didn't happen yet. So on a daraisa level, though, it worked. So because these days are so special, so we say, you know what, even the kinyan daraisa could work. And that's why, mos or konos, in this case, and therefore if I gave the money on these 4 days, so then I am considered part of the owner, the animal dies, so then the buyer is going to have to suffer the consequences. And if not, the other days, we don't say that. Okay. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah here in this parak. Yom echad ha'amor ba'osovez b'no hayom holech achar ha'layla. When we say osovez b'no, right, unlike kachim, right, we had that havamina at the beginning of the parak, the day goes after the night, meaning the halachic day. Like we said, if you shecht one animal, if you shecht the mother at night, you cannot shecht the baby the following day. But if I shecht an animal an hour before shkia, I'm allowed to shecht the mother an hour later after. So that's the hayom halach achar alayla. Ezu darash Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, nemar b'may sabreishis yom echad, v'nemar b'osov esbeno yom echad. Another reason, some of first point out that it says yom echad, not yom rishon. In order for this gzeira shava, right? Ma yom echad hamur b'maisa brachus hayom holech achar halayla. Af yom echad hamur bozov espino hayom holech achar halayla. Right. So this is it. And the Gemara darshins tana rabbanan ezu darash rabbi shimon ben zoma levishakol inyan kulo inam adaber lo bekadshim. The context of parshas emor is by kadshim, right? Mechusar zman v'chulu ubekadshim laylecha holech achar hayom. And by kachim, the night goes after the day. Yochel avzekin. You might think even by osov espino, it goes by like kachim. No, that the gzeira shava pushes that aside. Never kan yom echad, never ma'aseh breishis yom echad. Ma yom echad amur ma'aseh breishis hayom holech achar halayla. Af yom echad amur bosov espino hayom holech achar halayla. That is the halacha. I mentioned in a parsha shir many years ago, Rebbe Tzion Fuhrer has an amazing ha'ara hegyona shel Torah. That what's the emphasis of this halacha? Hayom holech achar alayla is edus on ma'aseh breishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created each day by Ha'er Ve'Yivoker. Every day Hashem created by Ha'er Ve'Yivoker. Shabbos is by Ha'er Ve'Yivoker. So every time that we follow Hayom holech achar alayla, that's edus on ma'aseh breishis. Right, and that's why halachas outside of kachim, which is a separate category, but generally all halachas, including this one, Hayom Alech Achar Alayla, and he says, amazingly, says, and that was Bnei Yisrael's mistake by Chet Egel in Parshas Kisisa, where Bnei Yisrael, what was the mistake? Boshesh Moshe, Moshe said, I'm going back in 40 days, and Bnei Yisrael said, oh, they thought it was 40 days from today. They didn't realize it was 40 days not counting today. Moshe didn't tell them because he thought it was a Dover Pashit. Jews, we go Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. Right? And therefore, you should know that today doesn't count. Right? That was part of the message that they had to, and we failed. Right? We didn't. Moshe didn't want to tell us, but maybe up until now, we were like Umos HaOlam. But right now, Maisa Bracious, Matan Torah, right? We should have acted in that way. Shebezer Ratza Moshe Lahachdir Betoda Asamel Bnei Yisrael Esahi Karosh, Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. Vayidekach Lachazek Esemunasa Maisa Bracious. Bnei Yisrael, we didn't do it. We didn't get the message. And the mucker of the Toas, that we were thinking like other nations. We were thinking that, oh, today, yeah, today counts. Today's day one, even though you didn't have the night before. That was the mistake. That was the tragic mistake that we had. But that's here in the Hegyona Shel Torah on Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, that's where we mentioned it 5 years ago in a Parshas Shir. But that's Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. There's a lot of also drush on Hayom Holech when by Kachim, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. It's a lot of drush. By Kachim, in Yoni Kedusha, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. Whatever happened in the day, the night's going to follow that. Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. Like the Gemara says, right? Shalo Yahar Her Bayom, Ubala De Tuma Balayla. Right? By Kachim, by Kedusha, Halayla Holech Achar Hayom. So what's quoted here in the Biuri Chasidus to the Shas. Chassam Sofer also discusses a little bit, also Hayom Holech Achar Halayla, that we say that Laila is Olam Hazeh, and Hayom is Olam Haba. So that's why the Yom, our Yom, is Holech Achar Halayla. Because we live for Olam Haba. We live for the future. Right? Other nations, right? Laila Holech Achar Hayom. Right? The focus is the opposite. The focus is Olam Hazeh. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we continue. Last lines of the Perek. Rebbe Omer, different limud for Yom Echad. Yom Echad, Yom HaMiyuchad, Ton Cruz. Rebbe says that this is a remez to our halacha. Yom Echad is Yom HaMiyuchad, Ton Cruz, needs the unique day, needs an announcement. Mikan Amru, Bar Brav, Raka Mashana, Hamachrem Lechavero, Tzarech Lahodia. Rashi really quotes, it's two versions. What is Yom Echad could be Yom Miyuchad, or it could also be going on the other part of the pasuk. Lo tishchatu, lo tashchitu. Don't cause it to be shechted on one day. And if I don't make an announcement, so then it could be that I'm causing it to be shechted, a mother and daughter on the same day. Okay. Hadra lachozov espino, the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Right? After one shechs, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam to cover the blood. The Rashbam in the Rishonim and the Kleyakar in the Achronim both say, Ksisi Adam is a siyag d'araisa for the mitzvah, for the isra of eating blood. I have a mitzvah to cover the blood because there's an isra of eating blood. So if I cover it, that'll make sure I don't eat it. Right? That works, except Ksisi Adam is only for chayas and ophos. You're not allowed to eat the dam of a behema either. Right? There's no mitzvah of Ksisi Adam for dam of a behema. Okay, that might be technically. Really, we would want to, but sometimes a behema is used for a karban and you have to sprinkle the blood. You'd be zorik the blood, and therefore you can't cover it. So once you have some behemoths that don't get kisi adam, so all. Okay, but either way, the Rashbam in the Rishonim, the Kleyakar and the Achronim, call this a siyag d'araisa. That's the Lekach Tov, the big discussion in Klal Ches. All the list of siyag d'araisas. The Sefer HaChinuch says kisi adam has to do with the dam hu ha-nefesh of the animal, and it will be achzarius for us to partake of the animal's basar while staring at its nefesh, right, the dam, and that's also part of the reason for Kisi Adam. The lumdus in Kisi Adam, which we'll have to come back to over and over again in this perek, is Kisi Adam's relationship to Shechita. Fascinating machlokos. A number of machlokos, just mention one. The Bahag says that you make a bracha of Kisi Adam after you cover the blood. The Bahag quoted here in the Rush. Why? Because you can't make the bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. The middle of the mitzvah? What kind of middle of the mitzvah? You're about to do Kisi Adam. Middle of the mitzvah? You shechted already. Kisi Adam is Gemar Maisa Shechita. There are many rayas, at least in Lumdis, at least that some shitas hold, that Kisi Adam is connected to the Maisa Shechita. Rav Shach in the Avia Ezri says, Chazal or Mesakein, a bracha before Shechita and a bracha after Shechita. This is the Shita of the Bahag. Right? The bracha before you shech, that's Ala Shechita, and the bracha after you shech, that's after Kisi Adam. Right? Just like he says, it's the last page in the Navi Ezri on Shechita. He says, he compares it to just like Kriyashma. There's a bracha lefnei and a bracha lacharei by Kriyashma. So there's a bracha lefnei according to the Bahag. There's a bracha before Shechita and a bracha after Shechita. Right? We don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's a bracha, we make a bracha before the Kisi Adam. But it's interesting. The Rosh says, no, it can't be, it's not the, you don't make a bracha afterwards. Right? You make a bracha beforehand. But one second, the Beis Halevi points out, even according to the Rush, who argues with the Bahag, you're still in the middle. What do you mean the middle? We're going to learn. There's a mitzvah to put dirt on the floor, then shecht on it, and then put dirt on top. You have to have dirt under and on top. When do you make the bracha? You make the bracha after you put the dirt on the bottom, before you do the Kisi Adam. So even according to what we paskin, you're doing it in the middle of the mitzvah, aren't you? Forget the shechita. Even during this, unless you say, this is what the Beis Halevi says, the fact that you have to put dirt on the bottom and on top, the dirt on the bottom is a prerequisite. It's not really part of the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. It's a t'nai. And he gives the mashal, just like there's a t'nai. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis only if you have a beged of dalat kanfos. Wow. That's his comparison. So too, there's a mitzvah of Kisi Adam only once you have the dirt on the floor, then you do the shechita and the Kisi Adam, and the blood squirts out, and then you put it on top. That's the Beis Halevi's comparison to explain our shita. That's the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis, Simin Yudalid. Beis Yudalid, that's his comparison. Iker mitzvahs kisi yirak hakta lamala. Dekein mashba lashon hakasa. Vekisu ba'afar. Deshem kisi nofa lashon lamala. Vadas arachar palamata. Einu mechal ha-mitzvah atzma. Raku ha-tnai shal ha-mitzvah. Delekai mitzvahs kisi. Tzorak shi yadam ala afar. Kamo lekai mitzvahs sitzis. Tzorak shi yabekech al dal kanfos. Ulekiyim tfila. Tzorak shalo yidavar chotzeitz. Vasaras chatzitza. Vekolze einu meha mitzvah. Okay. There's a lot more here, but let's do some and then we'll have to talk about this in the coming days. So kisi yadam noeg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Bifnei abayis v'shalom bifnei abayis. Right, it's not totally on the base of Mikdash. Bechulin avalo b'mikdashin. Right, there's no mitzvah by Mikdashin. Right, obviously only talking about Ophos Mikdashin. Because Behema does not have a mitzvah of Kisi Adam. It's only by Chayas and Ophos. So an Oph Mikdash, that there's no mitzvah. V'noeg b'chaya uba Oph b'mizuman or b'jein mizuman, whether you have it as a pet or not. Right, that's in contrast to Shiluach HaKan, that comes up all the way at the end of the Masechta, which is not mizuman. V'noeg b'koy mipnei shu safek. A koi, which we had discussions already in the previous parak, safek chaya, safek behema. So a koi needs it because it's safek chaya. Maybe it needs. Another interesting machlokes, right here in Simon Aleph in the Rush. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, when you shecht a koi and you do kisi adam, you make a bracha. You make a bracha, even though it's a safek. You make a bracha because, just like Yantav Sheni, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, and the Rush quotes like Rov Rishonim, no, whenever you're not sure if you have to do a mitzvah, Daraisa, you do the mitzvah without the bracha. Right? It's interesting what Rabbeinu Yonah holds. Rabbeinu Yonah quoted right here in the Rush says, when you shecht a koi, you do kisi adam with a bracha. With a bracha. Okay. Ve'ein shochten oso b'yantif. And you're not allowed to shecht a koi on yantif because, mepdeshu safek. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Ve'ein shochten oso b'yantif. Ve'im shochten oim chasen es damo. You can't shecht on yantif because you're not sure if it needs kisi adam or not. And if it doesn't need, then you're going to be moving muksa or other reasons. The Gemara basically discusses what the reason is. And if you did shechtet, now let it do kisi adam. Mukdash in my time alone. So why does the mitzvah not apply to Mukdashin? Ilay Mimshim de Rabbi Zeira. Dom Rabbi Zeira. As we just said, why doesn't it apply to Kachim? Is it because you need dirt below also? Shinemar Vishavach Stamov Riso Bafar, Offerlo Nomar Ella Biafar. Malamesha Shochit Sarakshi Dinafalamata Vavalamala. Vehachalo Efshar, because here in the base of Migdash you can't put dirt on the bottom. What on top? You're doing Malika on the Mizbeach. And what are you going to put? You have to put the blood on the Mizbeach. Hech 11. Leisa v'liftalei. If you're going to put dirt on the Mizbeach, I'd just be mevatel there. Kamosav Abinyan. That you're adding on to the structural integrity of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ksiv ha'kol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. Right? Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. You can't add on to the Beis HaMikdash unless you have a nevuah. El v'lo liftalei. If I'm not going to be mevatel it, I'll just put dirt there for a few minutes. Kavi chatzitza. That's a chatzitza between the Mizbeach and the blood. So that's why it's just impossible. That's the first suggestion. Why it doesn't apply to Mukdashim? Because it's impossible. Somewhere it says, Nehid lamata lo efshar. Lamala efshar leve kisui. So fine, you can't put it underneath, but what about the top part? Which maybe sounds like that Beis HaLevi. So, right, it's not fine, you can't do the tznai, but do the mitzvah. The cover. Mi lo tzanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer. Right, we know that it's not ma'akev. Shachad chayav yachaka shachad behema. If I shechted a chaya, and then I shechted a behema, patim alachasos. I don't have to do kisui because the blood of the chaya is already covered by the blood of the behema. Behema v'yacharka chaya, chaya v'lachasos. But if I put the blood of the behema and then the blood of the chaya, I'm chayav t'michase. But what do you see from there? What's under the blood of the chaya? Not dirt. The blood of the behema. Right? So therefore, you see that the underneath is not ma'akev. So maybe here too. Don't tell me it's because it's impossible. Gemara says, "Kidre Rabbi Zera, Dam Rabbi Zera, Kalaroy Labila Ain Bila Makevespo, V'Chol Sheimroy Labila Bila Makevespo." The famous sin of Rabbi Zera. The Rabbi Zera said, "No. Sometimes you need the potential for something, like the potential for mixing the oil and the flour, as we discussed a lot in Maseches Menachos. But you don't actually need it, and therefore here too, you at least need the potential, right, to put the dirt there." And that's why if you could the removing the blood by the Mizbeach, you don't have the potential, and that's why it's a problem. Interesting, by Bila, we don't usually talk about this in the Sugya of Roila Bila, Tosfos wonders why Bila is not ma'akev. It says it many times in the Torah. Right, Zera's famous din, right, it has to be mixable, but you don't have to actually mix it. Ask Tosfos, why does it have to be mixed, right? We know by Kachim, it's Shana HaKasav La'akev. Whenever it says something more than once in the Torah, in the world of Kachim, it means it's Li'ikuva. So Tosfos asks here, Tema, Valo Shana HaKasav Belila Bakama Mekomos. So Tosfos says here there must be some drasha somewhere that says it's not ma'akev. Must be yeshuv shema yeshum drash didarshina mine debila lo ma'akva. Must be that it's, there's some drasha somewhere. Tosfos in Kiddushin says it's not said b'lashon sivui even when it's mentioned. It doesn't say mix. It says it was mixed belula b'shemen. So maybe that's why that's not called a shana hakasav la'akev. Good. Again, there's so much here. Maybe just to mention one final point, and that is there is a machlokes. Tosfos here mentions that the offer on the bottom does not have to be put there l'shem the mitzvah. Tosfos tsarech. Aval offer shalamata. Offer shalamala mitzvah she'itein hu. Mitzvah for you to put. Aval offer shalamata. Ein tsarech she'itein hu. Im yesh offer. Kare ki'ilu nasan hua offer. Right, and that is against a Rashi that we had. We had Rashi way back on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Rashi said, back on Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Vikotesh umizamno bepeh. Right, your mazmanit bepeh. Right, when you put it down. Right, if it's by offer tichach. Either you grind it, oh, shall I offer tichach umizamno bepeh lakach. Interesting, machlokas, Tosfos and Rashi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, that also all has to do with that Beis HaLevi point about is the Iker mitzvah the above and below is just a tnai or is that part of the mitzvah? But either way, we'll have to start by the ligurei. By the Shem, we'll pick up with next time. Again, today's show was sponsored Lirafua Shalema Hirsch Yaakov Ben Chaya Leah. Okay, we'll stop here.